as you said, sad news, but something that we felt was necessary. With all of the restrictions from the state's reopening plan, while the concert would have been in July and August and would have been outdoor, so we would have been able to put something on and in a limited capacity, we really made the decision just based on just what our priority is, the health and safety of our guests, and thought that the safest option would have been to cancel for this upcoming year, for the 2020 season. And then, we look to begin that again in 2021.
So you are looking forward to the event in 2021?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like I said, we probably could have put on these shows in 2020. It was just, it would have been limited, as far as how many people we could bring out, and the concerts are very popular. So, limiting them might have been a more difficult option as far as creating more traffic down at the riverfront than actually just postponing in general and just restarting in 2021 when, a lot of these restrictions are lifted and we can have a full audience experience.
Joe, give me some background about the summer concert series. How old is it? Usually how many participants, like how many bands in the concert series every year?
Sure. It's been over 20 years. It's been a staple on the riverfront, both at our Drevo Plaza, where it currently is, and then for a few years at our riverfront park, right along the Riverwalk. Traditionally, it's every Thursday evening in July and August. So either 8 or 9 concert events, depending on the calendar year. And we bring in a variety of different acts, each week being a different genre of music, a different type of music, all local bands and all that have sort of a pretty large local following. So we would get a really, really diverse crowd, but always an energetic local crowd that was invested in the act's performance.
How much, Joe, is this causing a financial impact, canceling this series? What kind of financial impact is it having on the Riverfront Development Corporation?
I would say more a secondary impact on the businesses around us. The concert itself was free for everyone, so we didn't generate a direct amount of revenue from the actual shows themselves, but there would be several hundred, all up to about 1,000 for some shows, visitors down on the riverfront who, either before or after the concert, would visit the restaurants, bars, shops, local activities, our miniature golf course, our river taxi. So I think all of those attractions are really feeling the financial crunch from this, just as they really, as they have been during this entire pandemic.
All right. So with all the bad news that we've been talking with Joe Valenti about, there is some really good news. The Riverfront Development Corporation is partnering with the Grand to offer a drive-in concert series starting in July at Frawley Stadium. And on the line to talk to me about that, we have Mark Fields, the executive director of the Grand. Sir, welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, how did this idea come about? I mean, with all the bad news that Joe just mentioned, their summer concert series being canceled because of COVID-19, there's so much bad news out there. How did this partnership between the Grand and the RDC come about?
Well, Kelly, we've been pretty frustrated for the last 3 months because what we do is put on shows and host artists and entertain the community, and we haven't been able to do that. We closed down on the 12th of March, just hours before one of our Broadway shows was supposed to start its run, and have had to cancel more than 50 performances this spring. And it's very hard to do that for a performing arts organization, not just for the practical reasons, but also for the kind of emotional reasons. We're in this for a reason, and what we do is we put on shows. And so we've been trying to figure out, as we've worked our way through this pandemic, if there were ways that we could still put on shows, even though we can't really open our theaters yet. And we saw some examples in Europe of people who tried drive-in concerts, and we thought, well, that might be an idea that we could do here. And so we talked to a lot of folks. The county, Newcastle County, is involved in this. The city of Wilmington is involved in this. We've gotten PNC Bank to come on board as a sponsor. And as you mentioned, we're also working with RDC and the Stadium Corporation at the Riverfront to launch this series in July right in front of Frawley Stadium.
What kind of, before we mention the concert lineup, I know you're going to do these announcements in a rolling fashion, and we'll tell people who the first lineup is in just a second, but talk about the financial impact, if you will, Mark, that COVID has had on the Grand and on the theater district in general.
Well, in a word, it's been devastating. We've lost revenue in really three different ways, because as soon as we had to close down, our primary source of revenue selling tickets ended. But we also lost a whole set of rentals in the building as well, not just to our resident companies, we have five of those, but also community rentals, outside promoter rentals. And then the third way that we lost income was contributions, because when there isn't a reason to excite people about what we're doing, they don't think of us to make contributions. So this was really a triple whammy for us, and we're talking about millions of dollars of loss. But beyond the Grand itself, as you intimated, you know, we bring 200,000 people a year to downtown Wilmington, and those people aren't coming anymore. And so that has had an effect on, you know, the restaurants had to close because of the virus, but even as they are starting to reopen now, one of the normal streams of patrons for those restaurants and other retail establishments is are the performances at the Grand and the Playhouse and the Baby Grand. And those aren't happening now and are not likely to happen very soon.
Mark, in your recent memory, I don't know how long you've been with the Grand, but in your recent memory, can you remember anything like this happening in the past?
No, nothing like this has happened in my living memory and in the living memory of most of our patrons and supporters. The Grand was open back in the early 1900s when the Spanish flu situation happened. We actually don't have very good records from that period of time to research what the impact was then. But as far as the modern history of the Grand, since it was renovated in the 70s, there's nothing that's happened like this and hasn't happened for most people that are on the planet now.
All right. I started off this conversation with Mark Fields. Mark is the executive director of the Grand in Wilmington. Started off the conversation by announcing that Mark and the Grand are partnering with the Riverfront Development Corporation to offer a drive-in concert series in the Frawley Stadium parking lot during the month of July. Now, you told me this is going to be rolling announcements because you're not sure quite yet how it's going to work, although I'm almost certain it's going to be fantastic. Who's the first concert?
Our first concert is going to be Friday, July the 3rd, and it'll be one of the resident companies of the Grand Opera House, the Rock Orchestra, which is a local rock band that performs classic rock music very faithfully to the original recordings. And they're going to do a Greatest Hits of the Beatles concert on July the 3rd.
I was going to say, that's going to be fantastic. July 4th weekend. Are you expecting a huge crowd?
We certainly hope so. We think that there's going to be a lot of pent-up demand for entertainment. People have had to entertain themselves at home with their TVs and their laptops for a long time. And although, you know, that's fine, it doesn't replicate the experience of live performance. And so we sincerely believe and we hope that people will be able to come out. One of the advantages we have, Kelly, in doing this as a drive-in series is that people will come in and they can either stay in their cars and listen to the concert while they're watching it, listen to it over their FM radio. We're going to broadcast the concert signal, or they'll be able to get out and sit in lawn chairs in the space next to their car. We're going to space the cars so that we're maintaining social distancing. We're going to ask people to stay in their own space so that they can remain safe and still have an enjoyable outdoor experience.
Oh, how fantastic is that going to be? Now, what will the exact location of the Rock Orchestra be? Where will they be?
Well, the Newcastle County is one of our partners on this project as well, and they are providing what they call their showmobile, their portable stage, which can be brought in on a trailer, in essence. And we're going to set that up in the parking lot and then orient all the cars toward that stage.
Oh, okay.
And our hope is that we'll be able to frame this so that the beautiful exterior of Frawley Stadium is in the background.
Oh, that would be fantastic. I thought for a minute it might be virtual, the way you phrased it. That's why I asked that question. So with the social distancing of the vehicles themselves that are coming in for the concert, about how many vehicles can you fit at Frawley Stadium in the parking lot?
Well, this is one of those things that we're going to have to see if it works out in practice the way we've calculated it in theory. We think we can get somewhere between 175 and 200 cars. And assuming that there's somewhere between two and four people in every car, that means, you know, somewhere between 300 and 500 people will be able to come to this concert. And as you mentioned before, if we have success with this launch on the 3rd of July, then it's our plan to continue to present these throughout the summer and maybe even into the fall, and not necessarily just at the riverfront. We're going to start at the riverfront in July. But part of our idea is to move this around a little bit. We're looking for locations in southern Newcastle County for August, and then north of Wilmington for September.
Where can people get more information about the first concert and just more information about what's happening at Frawley Stadium in general?
Well, for this particular series that we're doing, then the Grand, we're calling this Concerts by Car. You can go to the Grand website, which is thegrandwilmington.org, and we'll have information there. All of the sales for this are in advance. We're not going to do any walk-ups so that we can maintain contactless point of sale. So it's really important that people plan ahead and buy their tickets in advance. And we're working on a plan that will have a rain date for these concerts, so that if it doesn't, if the weather's really inclement on the day that we originally planned, later in the weekend, we'll pick the concert up again.
Mark, this is fantastic. I'm looking forward to hearing who else is coming for this drive-in concert series. This is going to be fantastic.
Well, we're very hopeful that it will work. We're very hopeful that this is something that will meet a need in the community. And part of the idea, Kelly, is that we also wanted to help some of our fellow arts organizations that have, you know, are in a similar situation to us. They just haven't been able to perform. And so this has been some pretty intricate planning, because the artists themselves have to be able to socially distance on stage so that they can stay safe. But we hope to have a variety of local performers that will be engaged throughout the summer. And there's even a possibility, as this idea develops, that we might be able to attract some regional or even national acts to be a part of the mix. We know that there are a lot of artists who are out there who are as itching to perform as we are to present them. And we've been having conversations with some agents, and it's possible that some of them will, just for the love of performing and for supporting this idea, may join our lineup.